When reading the first 17 verses of Matthew 1, we should let go of the many names. But when we read verse 21, which says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins," we may understand that we are God's people, so he must save us from our sins. We may then pray, "Lord, save me from my sins." After this, the Holy Spirit may speak to us and point out our sins. Spontaneously, we should confess these sins, saying, "Lord, my temper is too poor. I cannot overcome it. I've been in sin, but you are Jesus. You will save your people from their sins. I am your people. Surely you will save me from my sins." When we pray this way, we are eating the meat. Following this, we may read, "They shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." Here is a bigger piece of meat. We may pray, "Emmanuel, God with man. Lord, you are God with man. You are God, and I am man. You are with me. You are in me, and you are in my presence." These verses alone can fill us. During the day, we will be praying that Jesus is saving his people from their sins, and that God is with man. This kind of reading will make the Bible our food, supply, and nourishment. This kind of reading will bring the Bible into us as our life. We are here to eat and drink God. We are the eaters, and we want to feast on the Word until we are filled. In conclusion, God is Spirit for us to breathe Him in through prayer, and God is the Word for us to eat Him through reading the Word. The more we pray, the more we breathe in His Spirit, and the more we read, the more we eat His Word. The Spirit is God, and the Word is also God. When we breathe and eat enough of God, we are filled and satisfied with God. This is what it means to enjoy God through praying and reading. How to enjoy God and how to practice the enjoyment of God. Chapter 13, pages 156 through 157.